Good afternoon, it's 106. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections isn't saying why it failed to notify the Board of Nursing about an issue at the state's juvenile prison, Lincoln Hills, for 2.5 years. Nurses fed a 14-year-old inmate soda and crackers for several days while he was vomiting. When he was finally taken for medical treatment, his appendix was about to burst. The notification to state regulations wasn't made until the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was about to run a special report. The Board of Nursing was told about the mishandling of the case in July. Today is Suicide Prevention Day, with September being Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. A Northwoods professional says it's a good time to help another to save a life. We asked Heidi Pritzel, licensed clinical social worker with Ascension Kohler Behavioral Health, about what professionals are seeing in the Northwoods.
We have been looking at some of our local stats and have noticed, especially in our Vilas County area, you know, where there's a rate of 21.2% per 100,000 residents who have completed suicide, and that's quite a high rate, you know, when you're in comparison with the national average.
Pritzel says if you think someone is considering suicide, action is necessary to possibly save a life.
We definitely ask them, you know, to never leave that individual alone, to reach out, whether it be their healthcare provider, somebody they trust or supports them. And we have some wonderful resources in the area, such as our local crisis line. And that number is 1-888-299-1188. And especially for adolescents, we have a text hope line, and they can text 741-741 to gain any support that they may need.
Pritzel says the crisis and hope lines have 24/7 coverage. She says local providers are trained in recognizing signs to get the individual the help they need. They're also training people in Vilas, Forest, and Oneida counties to help.
Is an evidence-based training called QPR, and QPR stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. We have incorporated this training into our local health classrooms from 8th grade to 12th grade. We've also reached out to businesses, volunteers, community, churches, different organizations to bring this education and awareness to our public.
There's more information at www.bethe12.com. We have a link at our website at wxpr.org. A positive report on tourism in the Monaco area as travelers return to see the sights, though the trend might be toward shorter-term stays. Ken Kroll has more.
Executive Director of the Monaco Area Chamber of Commerce, Crystal Westfall, discusses the summer visitors.
Generally speaking, I think that the visitation to the Northwoods was as steady as it's ever been. You know, we've had some conflicting reports on how long people were staying, if it was just short weekends or long weeks at a time. But I think that, generally speaking, our retail businesses, our lodging partners, and our restaurateurs, and everybody in between had a really great season.
Westfall says the weather played a factor. After a wet spell in early June, the weather cleared and dried in the Northwoods, and people came north. She says they're looking at a reported trend of an uptick, people staying for shorter periods than in past years. She says the Northwoods is an area that is dependent on great weather.
Most of our attractions are outdoors. We're really dependent on having these beautiful summers, you know, crisp falls and heavy snow winters. And we've been really blessed these past couple of years in having all of that.
She says springtime was hit or miss, but the rest of the time found the weather cooperating for a good tourist season in the Minocqua area. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Grandparents' Day was yesterday, and while families salute the contributions of family elders, scammers are back to prey on older citizens. Michelle Reinen is the State Division of Consumer Protection Director. She tells us about the scam.
The scam artists call the grandparent and act as the grandchild or represent that the grandchild is in danger. In doing so, they instill this fear factor, this urgency and emergency in trying to get the grandparent to respond by taking care of the emergency, which involves wiring money to pay for medical expenses or bail if they're claiming someone's in jail or lawyer fees if they've been arrested.
The scammers are very adept at extracting enough information to convince the victim that he or she is a family member. Reinen says there are variations of the scam, but in the end, it always involves sending money promptly to get the fake family member out of trouble. Reinen says there is a simple answer.
Just hang up on this phone call. Don't engage. And if you are left with this concern, go call the parents and verify that the child is where they belong, they're not out traveling, that they are safe. Don't play into the secrecy factor that the scam artist wants you to fall for.
Reinen says older citizens are also falling for scams that affect younger people. The tech support scam involving a false complaint about a person's computer and the timeshare resale fraud. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Just ahead, it's Crossroads Cafe with your host, LJ Summers.